Coast Radio News for Monday, May 25th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Oregon's Occupational Safety and Health Administration spent Saturday responding to complaints about businesses that were operating without masks, specifically food service establishments. One of the complaints that one owner had was that the rules were not clear. His business was still operating only as a takeout business, which prior to Phase 1 did not have the same restrictions. OSHA's process would be to place a call to a business that had been turned in through either Lane County Hotline or through local authorities in order to confirm email addresses and then send stern warnings via email reminding businesses of the restrictions now in place. Coast Radio News could not find any instance of an actual citation being issued, but according to the guidelines set forth for Phase 1 reopening, that could be a possibility if infractions continue. One Roseburg restaurant was fined $14,000 for defying the governor's Stay Home, Save Lives executive order by opening earlier than allowed, but currently no citations have been issued locally for failure to wear masks. Streets were lined with visitors in Old Town, and traffic was back as Memorial Day weekend brought a nervous spark back to the coast. Businesses up and down Bay Street were dealing with social distancing restrictions as patrons, many not wearing masks, shopped. One local patron sitting in front of the beachcomber said he specifically came to see how many people were wearing PPE, and he was surprised at how few were. One very crowded area was the dunes as recreational vehicles paraded down 126 to access the popular recreational site. This, as Lane County reported on Friday that there are now 67 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Lane County. That figure was released on Friday, and the next report will not be out until tomorrow. Statewide, there have been 3,927 reported cases with 148 deaths. There are still no new confirmed cases of the virus in the Florence area. If you have a student from Sayustla Elementary School, tomorrow is the day to pick up their personal belongings. Elementary school principal Mike Harkelrode says about half of the students have already gotten their items, but the rest will need to come and get theirs. Staff will be on hand tomorrow and again on Wednesday from 3 until 7 p.m. Families can drive up and school staff will locate the bag with your student's belongings for you. No need to even get out of your vehicle. Harkelrode says he will also be hosting a Zoom meeting to discuss fall registration. That meeting will be at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Sayustla Outreach Services has reported that they have funds still available through their low-income housing energy assistance program. They are currently taking signups and will disperse funds as long as they are available. The program is designed to help low-income families provide energy assistance. Signups can be done in person at SOS located at 1576 West 12th Street or via phone at 997-2816. At 11:40 this morning, the Oregon National Guard will fly over Peace Harbor Hospital in Florence. The flyover is in support of frontline medical workers. The F-15 jets will fly over about 2,000 feet. If you happen to capture video of the event, you are encouraged to post them using the hashtag Air Force Salutes, hashtag AF Flyover, and hashtag Flyover Friday. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, May 25th, 2020.